I'm here with senior softball players for the PCM Mustangs. We've got Ryan Dunnick, Paige Deanhook, and Skylar Burns joining us. And guys, overall, it's been kind of an interesting season for you guys, but overall, a pretty good one. How do you guys feel like the team has looked throughout the season thus far?
Through all of the hardships that we've had to go through just through this season, I think we're doing really well.
I think that since we've had to go through this all together, we've realized that every game is a blessing, and I think we've used that to be closer as a team. That's led to a lot of success this season.
I think we've grown together as a team so much just because of how much we've gone through, and I think we have an unbreakable bond.
Well, and you guys talk about, you know, some of the hardships that have been dealt this season and just some of the things this team has had to endure that not a lot of teams have had to endure around the state, and, you know, continue to come out here and try to play softball. You know, and Skylar and Paige, you kind of mentioned the bond and how it takes a full team. How have you seen that growth through all of this? And just, you know, I know you girls have known each other for a long time, but how have you seen that growth throughout this season with what you all have had to go through?
Towards the beginning, when it was still just mostly practice before games, you could come to practice and feel the atmosphere just feel so much different. Like, everyone was so much more, like, into it and excited, and they were excited to see people on the team because they knew that that could stop, and you need to take advantage of your opportunity.
I think the beginning of the season, when we first kind of experienced all the hard things, there's a lot of, like, questions on, like, what should we do? How do we do this for the girls? But I think at the end of the day, we all came to the conclusion where the girls want us to keep playing and the girls want us to play for them. So we kind of use that to fuel our fire. We use that, and we practiced harder. We played harder. We turned each other a lot more, and it kind of just helped motivate us.
I think the fact that all of us girls have grown up together playing has really affected us in a different way, because everything that's happened has hit us a lot harder than I think it normally would. And so I feel like just as a team, we've came together way more.
And as seniors, this is your last go around, the last time you get to put on a PCM uniform of any kind to, you know, rep the school, and being able to do that this summer, what are some of the unique things that are kind of fun this year that you guys have gotten to experience as those senior leaders? And what are some of those things that you're kind of dreading once the season ends that, like, I'm not going to get to do this anymore?
Well, since I'm a senior, I'm really glad that my softball uniform is the last one I get to put on versus any other sport I play, because it's definitely the most bonded I feel with all of the girls. And I think we've all actually, we stepped into, like, our actual senior leadership position, because there's been a lot of leadership out of our girls for a really long time just because we've had to be put in those situations. Like, almost all of us started when we were in eighth grade from the very beginning, and we've been going ever since. But now, since we're, like, actually here, we can use that as, like, our final hoorah. And, like, for things I'm dreading, not being able to hang out with Sean and Coach Dunn every day. I think about that all the time. It makes me really sad.
I kind of, like Ryan said, being together for 5 years kind of gives you, I mean, we've played a lot of games. We've had a lot of practices. We spend countless hours together. And I think not having that base is just going to be so weird. And I think, I mean, it's bittersweet. I think about all the time. I mean, I was emotional at the end of every sport this year, but I think softball is going to hit a little harder. I played the longest. I played with these girls the longest. We had a lot of good memories. We had a lot of ups and downs. I think our team has proved a lot of people wrong, and the amount of improvement we've had since eighth grade season is absolutely insane. And I'm definitely going to miss my sisters on the team, as everyone probably knows, but I'm definitely going to miss that. That's been a special thing we get to share, so I'm definitely going to miss that.
I think for me, it's going to be such a void that I'm going to have to figure out how to fill, because, like they've said, we've been doing this for 5 years, and it's all we've known for the last 5 years in the beginning of our summer. And so trying to figure out who I'm going to hang out with other than the softball girls and things to do then other than playing softball is going to be really difficult, but also bittersweet, because I'm finally learning to do something else and, like, figuring out, like, who I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be doing.
And obviously, seniors, you guys will be moving on, whether that be college or whatever else. What's kind of the plans that you guys have moving forward once the softball season wraps up?
Well, I'm hanging up my cleats once and for all after the season gets over. I'm going to college, I'm going to Grandview, and I'm planning to expand my education in communications.
I am attending Iowa State University. Just, I'm excited just to be a student. I've been an athlete for a long time, so I'm just going to go to Iowa State and experience what it's like to just be a student. I'm going to study kinesiology at this moment, so yeah.
I'm attending the University of Iowa to study exercise science and pre-athletic training.
That's all great paths to take. And as the season kind of comes to a close, what's kind of the hope and the goal that you see for the team the rest of the season, whether that be state tournament or personal growth, things like that? What's kind of the goal you have for the team finishing out the year?
I just want all of us to come on our first day at regionals and have it all together. We've been playing for a long time and we've never made it past first round, and it would really mean a lot, I think, to all of us if we made it past, and we know we can do it. We just have to put all of our pieces together.
Yeah, I completely agree with Ryan said. I think we know we can do it, and we've proved a lot of teams that we can do that, and we're a very competitive team. So I think making it as far as we can in the postseason is definitely the biggest goal right now.
I agree with what they said, because I feel like we've proved a lot to ourselves and other people, and I think that it's finally our time to shine and at least get past first round, because it would be really bittersweet as like seniors and finishing up.